I'm Jeremy Loeb with BPR News. You're about to hear an interview with Vijay Kapoor. He's a South Asheville resident and candidate for the Asheville City Council. He wrote an op-ed in Sunday's Asheville Citizen Times critical of a bill in the legislature that would split Asheville into districts for the purpose of electing city council members. The bill was put forth by Republican Senator Chuck Edwards of Hendersonville, who represents a small portion of South Asheville, and says residents of that part of the city have complained to him that they don't have a voice on city council. Edwards has declined multiple interview requests from BPR, saying in an emailed response he'd talk, quote, perhaps after the bill is passed. Well, Vijay Kapoor, thank you so much for coming in. The reason that we had you in, you've written an op-ed in the Citizen Times that was published on Sunday concerning the bill to create Asheville districts, Senator Chuck Edwards' bill. What's interesting about that op-ed, of course, is that you are a resident of South Asheville. You're running for city council. Presumably, districts might help you get elected, and yet you're against this bill. Can you tell me why?
Sure. And Jeremy, appreciate the opportunity. I mean, I think you're right. I think actually if districts were implemented, it probably would have given me a leg up. But I've got a couple of concerns about this. The first concern I have is essentially the creation of turf in Asheville. You know, my view is that I think every voter in Asheville should be able to vote for every city council member in Asheville, because that ensures that every city council member in Asheville will be accountable to every voter in Asheville. And if we create districts and we vote in district lines, that has the potential to create turf and create a situation where we've got competition between different parts of the city, which I don't think in the long term is a good idea. The other issue is one of confusion and cost as well. This would require the Board of Elections to spend some money to print new ballots, and also would create a lot of confusion, I think, because it adds one more additional layer of districts within the city of Asheville. The concern I have, and sort of going back to the taking a step back, is what is the problem that Senator Edwards is trying to solve with this bill? Is it one of geographical representation, or is it one of ideological representation? And it seems to me, based on some of his statements and some of the statements of supporters, that it's ideological representation.
We had Jeff Tiberi from WUNC catch up with him on the Senate floor last week, and Senator Edwards was asked by Jeff whether or not this was about sort of power. And he said, no, I reject the notion that this is about power. This is about giving people of Asheville the power. And he's saying that since he got elected, he's heard from a number of residents about feeling excluded from the city council. What sort of insight can you bear on that?
Well, there's a couple things, Jeremy. First off, a couple of weeks ago in February, I attended a SIBO breakfast where this issue was being discussed by panelists, many of whom were in support of districts. And I asked the question, is this geographical concerns or are these ideological concerns? And the response I got from one of the panelists was a diatribe about how progressive Asheville City Council had become. Another one of the panelists talked about how there's some sort of progressive cabal that is controlling Asheville and City Council. And that seems to me to be an issue of ideology, not of geography. The other point I'll make here is that in Senator Edwards' bill, he is requiring that only voters in these districts vote. If I think he was truly interested in a geographical issue and geographical representation, he'd be willing to consider an at-large voting structure, similar to what we have for school board elections in Buncombe County, whereby you have districts, but everybody in the county is allowed to vote for them. Mm-hmm. That gets rid of the issue of turf battles, because again, everybody then is accountable to the voters.
I see. Okay. And to be fair, at the SIBO meeting, it wasn't Chuck Edwards making those comments. But do you think that it's sort of the ideas are stemming from these people at the SIBO meeting? And what can you tell me more about that?
It seems to me that that's the case. Again, I haven't spoken with Senator Edwards. He's been noticeably silent with the media. It took you all quite an effort to even get him to comment. And he hasn't returned any of my calls or emails on this issue either.
Have you spoken with him about it before?
I have not spoken with him directly on this issue before. I spoke with his office, and what we're trying to do with Senator Edwards is actually set up a town hall meeting with him, almost a debate in South Asheville. He's essentially using South Asheville as the reason for which he is proposing this bill. Whether or not he's saying that publicly, that's clearly what he's doing. And we'd love to have in South Asheville a debate on this issue. And in fact, in that op-ed, I've challenged him to that. We would love to have a town hall with him in South Asheville where he could explain his position on this bill, and there may be some people who support it, and there may be some people who don't. We've reached out to his office yesterday, and we've obviously published the op-ed, but I haven't heard back from him. But again, we welcome that opportunities, and we'd be happy to work with him on a time and location. But hopefully we'll hear back from him, and if folks are interested, hopefully they'll reach out to his office to encourage him to participate. The idea that we would push forward with a bill like this without any sort of public discussion, to me, is fundamentally undemocratic.
I know that that was some of the complaints that the city council and the mayor had, and the legislators who represented Buncombe County, aside from Tom Apodaca, when he put forward his bill just very recently, just a few months ago, and that bill failed.
Right. And again, I'm pretty active in South Asheville. I got involved down there dealing with development issues, like many people do in Asheville. I speak with a lot of folks over there, and no one has come up to me and said to me that we want districts in South Asheville. There are a lot of folks who say, look, we would like somebody from South Asheville on city council, and have encouraged me to run, and that's part of the reason I am running for city council. There's concerns about traffic, about development, about parks, about all the kinds of things that you hear in Asheville. But how we do that matters. And again, no one has come up to me, and neither has Senator Edwards, which is odd, given that he knows I'm running and he knows I'm from South Asheville.
When this bill was introduced, before we ran our story, when we got Chuck Edwards on tape, I emailed the mayor to ask her, you know, what has she heard from residents since this came up? She emailed me back and said that she's received several emails and that most of them are opposed to districts. She has had a few that were in support. But that does kind of fly in the face of what both Tom Apodaca and Chuck Edwards have been saying, that they've received this enormous number of complaints. You grew up in South Asheville. You know the area very well. You're running there. Can you talk a little more about what you're hearing from people?
Sure. What I'm hearing from people, again, in that area is concerns that we're seeing in a lot of parts of Asheville. That is traffic, development, you know, ensuring that their voice is heard. And where their concern is, I think, stemming from is just seeing a lot of growth that's going on. And so what folks are trying to do is they're trying to organize. South Asheville has not historically been very well organized. Many parts of South Asheville are relatively new to the city, if you look at it over time. And so what the push is going on down there is to try and get somebody elected. Certainly they want to do that. But they don't think necessarily districts are the right way of going about it. In fact, what you're doing is you're changing the rules in the middle of the game. It's not clear from Senator Edwards' bill. Again, going back to the question of what problem are you trying to solve, it appears to us, again, based on the way he's structuring this and on his lack of desire to talk about it, that this really is ideologically driven, that this is a push not so much to give a geographic area some representation, but to elect somebody who shares political ideas that are more close to him. And again, I have no issue with someone running on that or voting for that. I encourage anyone to run for city council to do it. It costs $75 to get your name in the hat. It's not that hard to do. But changing the system in order to structure something like that, to me, is just fundamentally unfair. And it's not in the best interest of the city of Asheville, in my view.
And when you look around the state at what the legislature has done with regards to other local municipal governments like the Greensboro City Council, the Wake County Board of Commissioners, and even Buncombe County, when they made changes to those elections, whether it was their intention or not, they did benefit more conservative lawmakers.
That's right. And this General Assembly does not have a very good track record in the legal arena. The Fourth Circuit has been pretty clear about that and what they've done both statewide as well as locally. But again, you know, I think it goes back to that question. There are some merits about having districts. I mean, and that's why I think it's worth having a discussion about. Although, again, my view on this is I don't think it's a good idea overall. And whether or not we have districts, whether or not some type of district bill gets passed, my view, again, is that I think every voter in Asheville should have the ability to vote for every member of city council, because that ensures that every member of city council is accountable to every voter in Asheville.
Mm-hmm. Now, if this bill did go through and we did have districts created, and if their goal is to elect a Republican, would they be successful? Would creating a South Asheville district, do you think, be likely to elect a Republican to the city council?
That's a good question. As you know, the city council elections are nonpartisan, so no one really runs with an R or a D next to their name. I think of any area in Asheville where one could get a Republican, South Asheville is probably the most likely to do so, which is probably why there's only a small part of South Asheville in Senator Edwards' district, to be honest. But I don't necessarily see that. I mean, if you look at the voting registration, I think the D's still outnumber the R's by a little bit down there. There's a fair number of unaffiliateds. You know, what's true about South Asheville is to date, they have not come out for city council elections. They come out for presidential elections, but historically those precincts have not come out for city council elections. I'm going to hope to change that. We're going to be working pretty hard to do that. But if you look at the numbers, that's true. So there's, I think, a lot of people in Asheville who are concerned about this, who are saying, look, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's South Asheville's fault they haven't gotten together, have a point.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
And you've described yourself as a moderate Democrat to me, a registered Democrat. Right. And you talked about growing up in Asheville and saying that it was much more Republican back in the day. Could you tell me about that?
Sure. You know, I grew up in Asheville. We lived here in the mid-80s. My dad was the plant manager of the Westinghouse plant, which is now the Eaton plant. For those of you who've been around for a while, they'll know what that means.
Very few of us.
Right, very few. Understood. But, you know, Asheville back in that time period, if you look at city council and just kind of the general sense of this, at least in the political structure, it tended to be more Republican. Tended to be more conservative. Lou Bissett was mayor back in the day, and some of the folks who are raising concerns about districting, you know, were part of that political establishment at that time period. And so it's interesting to see how much Asheville has changed in a variety of ways. And I wonder, again, having not spoken with them, whether this is really the product of that, of a concern that the folks who at one time were in power are not in power anymore and are upset about that.
Aside from the SIBO meeting, has the conversation changed any in South Asheville since the introduction of Apodaca's bill?
Well, I think there's a renewed focus now that we're in a year where the council election is happening. There's also, I think, a little bit of resentment to Senator Apodaca and Senator Edwards that there was no town hall in South Asheville to discuss this. No one, to my knowledge, was contacted by Senator Edwards. I certainly wasn't, and I'm pretty vocal down there. So part of our concern in South Asheville is essentially being blamed for something that Senator Edwards would like to do without having any of our names ascribed to it. I mean, I think it kind of hurts us in some respects. I think certain parts of the city are viewing South Asheville as the group that's pushing for this, when many of us really are not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're being unfairly tagged by that, which again is why I think it's important for Senator Edwards to come out in public and debate me at a town hall meeting in South Asheville. Let's talk about this and let's look at it in a democratic and logical and informed way.
And you've mentioned in your op-ed that your experience with the city council was pretty positive, actually. Like you've said that most of the city council members were receptive to the concerns of South Ashevillians.
That's right. A couple of years ago, we had a development issue at a very congested intersection. We organized the community. We had over 350 emails to city council members voicing our concern. And all but one of the city council members actually sat down with us individually and met personally and responded back. And I found them to be informed. I found them to be engaged. We were able to come to what I think was an amicable resolution. But I found them to be very interested in what was happening in South Asheville and really didn't have any concern that this was happening in South Asheville and other places. And what concerns me about moving to a district system is that in that kind of situation, I wonder whether they would be that engaged and that involved if something like that came up, or whether they would just defer to the council member who was from that respective district
to say
whether or not something would happen. Because again, so much in Asheville and city council deals with development issues. It deals with things that happen at the very local level. And having seen this happen in other places, in other cities, where city council members essentially become the kings or queens of their own fiefdoms and turf gets created, that's not what we have in Asheville. And I think people appreciate that here. And that's not something I want to see changed. And that's something I think would change under Senator Edwards' bill.
What do you think about the fact that Edwards, at least in this bill, is giving Asheville the chance to draw the districts?
He is giving Asheville the chance to draw the districts, although the way the bill is structured, what effectively will have happened because of the population requirements that he has in the bill is that South Asheville is going to get a spot.
I see.
So we're going to get the chance to draw this. They've got to be contiguous. They've got to contain a certain percentage of the population. But the net result of that is South Asheville is going to get a district.
I see. Okay. Well, Vijay Kapoor, thank you so much for talking to me about this.
Absolutely, Jeremy. Thanks for the time.
Vijay Kapoor is a South Asheville resident and candidate for Asheville City Council. Chuck Edwards has declined requests from BPR to discuss his bill, saying in an emailed response he'd talk, quote, perhaps after the bill is passed. I'm Jeremy Loeb.